Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when this headline came across my desk, I was like, oh, crap, oh, crap. I knew something like this would happen. And this has been a very, very frustrating sort of risk, very, very rare side effect of the millions of nasal swab tests being done. One is claiming that she was a 40-year-old woman with kind of a rare brain condition. We'll touch a little bit upon. She's claiming that when the nasal swab went into her nose to swab her for COVID, it punctured her skull. And then the CSF fluid dripped down into her nose, out her nose. She ended up getting an infection of the brain. Could be deadly. And this is something that many people have asked me on telemedicine. God, do I have to get the nasal test? I don't want something shoved up my nose. And, you know, the throat test originally wasn't that sensitive. So the throat test, you know, it would be negative, and we didn't know if it was positive or negative, and the nasal swab seemed to be more accurate. You could still get swabbed by the throat. You don't necessarily have to do the nasal test. Just the nasal test is the one that we use for the rapid test and we use for most of our testing. And again, that doesn't mean it's going to happen to you. She had a very rare condition that might have put her at risk for this. She had high intracranial pressure. She had a condition, and I don't want to get too technical, where the brain was a little bit more lower lying near the sinuses. And so when the swab went in, and who knows, maybe she had a bone defect and maybe there was some thinness to the bone, but it was just enough to make an opening. Now, I've diagnosed CSF fluid leaks in a couple patients in my lifetime. And how I did it was somebody said that the nose would just keep running and it didn't feel like an allergy run. It was just they would move their head and just like a faucet, it just drips out. And like usually you're a little sinusy and you could blow your nose. And they also noticed that it had a different taste. It was kind of sweet tasting. You know how boogers are salty? Oh, I don't know. I've never tasted boogers. Yeah, you have. We've all tasted our boogers. They're kind of salty. Not too bad, to be honest, considering, you know, I've tasted urine and I've tasted breast milk and I've tasted everything else. I've tasted amniotic fluid, and your training, everything just ends up getting on you. But CSF fluid I haven't tasted, and what people are saying is it tastes different than snot, and it's sweeter. So when I had somebody come in saying, you know, my nose just runs, but it like when I move my head, it'll just like dump out like it's been pooling, and they say it tastes sweet, I think you have a CSF or a cerebral spinal fluid leak. And the cerebral spinal fluid is kind of what lubricates and keeps them wet. You can't have things dry in the body. There always has to be a wetting mechanism, and so the CSF does that. It kind of bathes the brain and the nerves with this fluid. And we talk about CSF fluid a lot on the show, how we use it to determine if you have meningitis and a whole variety of things. But we don't want it to leave the brain. And we also don't want there to be any access from the outside to the brain because bacteria could get in. Even if it's a sterile swab that poked through, you now are sniffing up through your nose. You have a nice port for bacteria to get to the brain. So apparently she, a few days later, started to have a headache, fever, neck stiffness. So I believe they were able to treat her, and I think she was fine. But she claims that, you know, this probably wouldn't have happened if it was proper technique. Now, the funny thing is that she had a nasal swab a few weeks prior. Same nose, no problem. But she said the person who did it the most recent time, it seemed to be higher up and more painful. Now, many of you have said, look, you know, I don't like things put up my nose. When somebody sticks something up my nose, I'm like, me too. I'm horrible with something being put up my nose. But that's because that's a defense mechanism. The body doesn't like things being put up your nose. The reason why is there's some vulnerable aspects to your skull. The skull can't be super duper thick, you know, like the back of your head around the sinuses, because there has to be some pliability. There has to be, you know, room for the sinuses to expand in your breathing apparatus. So even though the bone is strong, it's kind of a weak part to the bone, you know, weak area. I don't know if it's Krav Maga, but in one, or maybe it was a 1980s movie, somebody was able to kill somebody by, you know, hitting upward the nose and getting the cartilage to crack through the skull to get into the brain. The skull is not as strong in that facial area. So when I originally heard that COVID testing was going to be a bunch of people, you know, sticking swabs in the nose, the original groups were really, really well trained. But then I heard they were asking for recruits, and I was like, okay, please make sure they're well trained. Please. And so when people would on telemedicine saying, nah, I don't want to get the test. I don't want anything stuck up my nose. In telemedicine, you're really not allowed to call them a weenie, you know, and you're not allowed to make fun of them because I'm like, look, you need to know if you have COVID. But secretly, I'm thinking to myself, gosh, I wish there was a better way to do it, you know. And throat swabs, they work, but we found more false negatives, meaning you had COVID, but it didn't really get picked up from the throat. Somebody asked, why don't we just kind of, you know, some snot into a cup or, you know, pop a loogie and, you know, test that. You could, but that's a big sample and that takes a long time. So for our rapid flu tests, you know, we use nose for, you know, throat, we use swab, but, you know, many of our tests are being done where it's just kind of in that little circular nares open area, your vestibule area of the nose. Fortunately for COVID, you got to get back there. So I don't want you guys scared. I know the story is freaking a lot of people out, and people don't want things put up their nose. But your concern is valid because, you know, how trained are these people? And what if you do have a defect that you don't know about? That, and I'm not saying defect meaning you're defective, but you have a soft area, a defect within the bone, you know, it's a rare complication. And again, there's still debate on whether it really was, you know, a result of the swab. 1-877-DOC-SOLID.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switch to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars, built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Expand your life with ExpandoVite.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So yesterday we had been, I had asked you guys about telemedicine and your experiences. And many of you have actually asked a lot of questions. And so let me kind of get through these, break things down as quickly and briefly as possible, because it looks like there's been a lot of questions about telemedicine. And so let's kind of get started. Okay. So one of you had asked, what does it cost? So that's kind of a big range. Depending on the company you have with telemedicine, your insurance company, if you have an employer and if you do have health insurance, your insurance will set up some similar sort of payment structure, pay structure, whereas let's say you go to an urgent care or an ER, you might have like a $250 deductible or an urgent care $50 copay. Maybe going into a regular primary care's office might be $25, a specialist might be $45. Telemedicine, they might have a separate rate. That separate rate might be $10. That separate rate might be $25. That separate rate might be zero. I'm hearing more and more, there's many insurance companies that are saying, look, if you use telemedicine first, there will be a $0 copay. However, for others, you might be spending more money. I've heard some people say it's cost them $50, some for cash, $82. One had said it was in the hundreds. So I don't have ranges. There's so many different companies out there. So I couldn't tell you exactly how much does it cost. So what we do recommend is, depending on the company you choose, you call. One of you also asked, this is answering the next question, which telemedicine company is the cheapest? I don't know, because, again, if you have insurance, it all depends on who your insurance is contracted with. If your insurance is contracted with somebody where you get the call for free or only $10, then that, I go with that one, obviously. That's fantastic. But if you don't have insurance and you're price shopping, you probably want to call. And they usually have the prices on the website. One of you had said the price is a range. How do you know where your range falls? So some of the websites might say that it might be anywhere from $0 to $80. And you're like, well, how do I know? Then you have to get on the phone and you know, if the website won't tell you exactly how much, usually if you sign in and you're about to take the call, because they'll want payment first. Most of the time, payment is done first, because, you know, otherwise you can hang up and then have they reach out to you. So you pay that up front. So you'll know before, hopefully, you start the visit. One of you wants to know, what if you don't get the service you need? Can you get your money back? So we talked about this a little bit. That, again, depends on the company. It depends on what do you mean by the service you need. So it's a little tricky. If you have abdominal pain, and it's possibly an appendicitis, and I get these calls, right? And you're, though, not 100% sure if it's appendicitis or if it could be related to you having a bad sandwich. And you want to talk to somebody who is well-trained, who has dealt with appendicitis thousands of times, dealt with bad sandwiches thousands of times, and your doctor isn't available, and you are able to get somebody on your phone of that, you know, of that training to listen to you for a few minutes, whether you're at work or at home, at 11 o'clock in the evening. I think that's worth something. But people get mad because if they go, yeah, you know what? It's in the right lower quadrant. It's getting worse. You know, a bad sandwich might cause some diarrhea, might cause some tummy ache, but it sounds like your pain is really localizing low. I can't say it's not appendicitis. Based on what you told me, I think it's a good idea for you to go to the ER. I think that's fantastic advice. The problem is if you're spending $50 for that, $80 for that, you're like, ooh, that's kind of a lot of money. Maybe I should just go. And see, telemedicine is fantastic in that it's hopefully saving millions of people from going to the ER or needing to go to the urgent care because, you know, some things we can handle. Like, let's say your child has pink eye. Some platforms, you upload the image, we could see the eye, or you do a video call. We won't be able to examine the eye fully. It's not going to be the most thorough exam. Excuse me, but based on what you tell me, if the child's happy, the child's fine, vision seems to be not impaired, eating well, all that, but they got that little bit of crusty discharge, it's in one eye and not both eyes. Both eyes, pink eye is viral, it will go away on its own. Bacterial conjunctivitis, that's when we kind of do the drops, although a lot of parents want pink eye drops for pink eye, and that's kind of debated on if we should do that or not. But, you know, usually the provider will give you the drops, and you're like, well, hallelujah, praise the Lord. I didn't have to go to urgent care for this. I didn't have to leave work. They love it. But again, if your condition is something that's a little bit more serious, you know, that's where it gets, that's, you know, where it gets tricky, you know, where there's only certain things we could do over the phone. One of you asked, okay, what does telemedicine do? So you mean in terms of medical conditions? So what telemedicine does, or is your question, how does telemedicine work? Basically, how telemedicine works is you call the company. The company has medical records on their computer, so that you don't have to, like, find a doctor that has your medical records. It's not telemedicine can be offered by anybody. Your doctor might have closed down shop during COVID but still saw patients accessing their medical records for you. Telemedicine is just doing medicine over the telephone or over the internet. A telemedicine company will hold the records and you will get a doctor assigned. Some of them allow you to choose the doctor. Some of them allow you to make appointments with that doctor. Some allow you to see that doctor and have that doctor your only doctor and start having a primary care practice over the phone virtually. But for the majority of people, you get a call, you get an answer, it's a random doctor, and then they'll answer your question, etc. The sort of conditions, if that was your question, covered on telemedicine could be anywhere from runny noses, colds, advice for chest pain, advice for abdominal pain, UTIs. Not all UTIs could be treated. We can't treat male UTIs. If it's a female UTI, we kind of want to know if it's really a UTI or not. Some UTIs will get just treated automatically with an antibiotic. Some are going to be like, I don't think this sounds like a UTI. You need to get a sample. So UTIs might be iffy. Ear pain. Some telemedicine companies will say, yeah, we treat ear infections. But if your ear pain is because you have clogged wax or you have eustachian tube dysfunction or something wrong with your TMJ joint, there might be a different treatment. So, you know, you might look at the list of things. There's usually a list of diagnoses that telemedicine offers to treat coughs, bronchitis, colds. Now, bronchitis. You might think, great, bronchitis, I'll get a Z-Pak. We're not supposed to treat bronchitis with antibiotics because those are considered viral. So, you know, you might get schooled a little bit by the medical provider, you know, who'll kind of, you know, discuss with you that, you know, all right, this is a condition. I think you're right. I think it's bronchitis, but we have guidelines. We have to follow antibiotic stewardship. Oh, one of you asked, what is antibiotic stewardship? Antibiotic stewardship is where we just don't give everybody an antibiotic, where we stop treating bronchitis with an antibiotic. We don't treat sinus infections out the gate with an antibiotic. There has to be certain guidelines, certain reasons for us to do the antibiotic. So it's just not writing antibiotics as liberally as we did in the past. So you'll see the list of diagnoses that you could choose from, etc. Okay, one of you asked about headaches. And, okay, how do they treat headaches over the phone? All right, headaches are tough. I've had headache patients where they had a bleed to the brain. I've had other headache patients where just their hormones were off. I've had headache patients where their blood pressure was too high. I had headache patients where it was a sinus infection. I had some people come in with a headache and it was a bad tooth. I had a person come in with a headache and it was the start of a stroke. So when I do telemedicine and I have a patient with a headache, I'm like, oh God, that's rough. The headaches that are easy to treat are the ones where, doc, I've been on my computer, my neck hurts, my back hurts, I feel like my neck is the start of this headache, and when I get a massage, the headache goes away. Okay, those are like, okay, good. Those might be cervicogenic headaches, you know. You know, with that, you need to change where your computer is. You could try some anti-inflammatories. We usually can't write muscle relaxers on these platforms. Some allow it. Most don't, because we're not supposed to do controlled substances, you know, and things like that. But if somebody's like, look, I have the worst headache I've ever had in my life, you're going to have to go and get seen because we might have to scan you. Or you might have a bad headache because your blood pressure is out of control. So we need to be very careful over the phone with headaches because we don't want to just say take some Motrin and then that raises your blood pressure even more. Or if you have a small bleed in the brain, we don't want, again, to enhance that, which ibuprofen can do. Also, sometimes infection could, you know, worsen headaches as well. So these are things we try to rule out with a good history. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
He has mild symptoms.
White House Press Secretary Mark Meadows updating us on the status of President Trump as he's tested positive for COVID-19. Meadows continues.
The doctor will continue to provide expertise in the residence. He's in the residence now.
As far as any complications that President Trump may face regarding COVID-19, Dr. Oz says...
So getting the virus is one thing, having a complication is another, as we've been debating throughout the pandemic. At age 74 and being 244 pounds, which takes his BMI over 30, which is the obese category, he's got those two risk factors.
Vice President Mike Pence and his wife Karen tested negative for COVID-19. Meanwhile, Senator Mike Lee from Utah did test positive and will remain isolated for the next 10 days. You're listening to USA Radio News. The nation's unemployment rate fell to 7.9% in September, employers adding 661,000 jobs during the month. The U.S. economy has recovered a little more than half of the payroll jobs lost to the coronavirus pandemic. With a little bit more on our top story of the day, as President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump have tested positive for COVID-19, Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi on MSNBC reacts to the news.
We all receive that news with great sadness. I always pray for the president's family that they're safe. I continue to do so more intensified. And I know that he'll have the best of care. And that's what we want for everyone in our country.
President Trump receiving well wishes from around the world, including British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who's wishing the president a speedy recovery. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden has tested negative for COVID-19. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, one of the biggest questions we've had in the last year or two, it's not about COVID, probably one of the most common questions we've asked ourselves or each other is that word allowed? Are we allowed to say that word? And it's because there's been a big push to make things more gender neutral. I was teaching an online Spanish class the other day, and I had explained feminine versus male words in Spanish, and a lot of the Romance language, you have gender forms of words, certain pronouns, adjectives, identifiers, demonstratives, there's genders there. And so you'll have like, la cara is the face. You know, el pelo is the hair, el cuello is the neck, and so it's male because it ends in O and it starts with an L, or it's female if it starts in la and ends in ah, or like esposas. Esposas is handcuffs. It's female. Esposa is wife. Esposo is husband. So that's been something that I would like to see changed. I do not like to see handcuffs and wife the same term, but, you know, the Latino language and Romance languages do have senses of humor. And so there are many rules, even in French, speaking Layless, in much of the Romance languages, there are female and masculine terms. And so I don't know if we've seen much change in other countries, but in our country, the change is happening. And it's happening, you know, fairly quickly. Already in universities, people have to, when they introduce themselves in class, identify their gender and pronoun. You know, which pronouns do you identify with? I guess mine would be she and her. Though for somebody, it might also be she and her, or he and his. And, you know, so you're supposed to identify who you are and your pronouns. English has now been modified. I used to, you know, gosh, get hit with rulers and fail papers if I said, you know, the president, you know, walked into the store, he grabbed a, you know, bottle of milk. If I said they grabbed a bottle of milk, well, they is plural. And, you know, you're supposed to, you know, if it's a he, it's he. If I said it, that would be insulting. It, it means it's non-human. So we used to get in trouble if you didn't, you know, identify he or she. Now it's, and I've noticed this in my writing, I'll use it and they. I'll actually just use they. I don't like to refer to a person as it. So when I say, you know, so one needs to get the flu shot to prevent themselves, you know, from, in case they get COVID and flu at the same time. So I just violate the whole plural singular rule because I guess I'd rather violate that than upset, you know, somebody who, you know, if we're moving towards gender neutral. Well, the Navy SEALs got involved, and the Navy SEALs had changed their, is it called an ethos or ethos? Their ethos statement. And what they did is they made it more gender neutral. So the Navy SEALs and the Navy Special Warfare Combatant Craft Crewmen recently altered their ethos and creed statements to remove gender-specific references. This is what American Military News reported this week. So words such as man and brotherhood were replaced with gender-neutral phrases such as warrior and group of maritime warriors. Now, I think they've also used the term citizen. Now, when I saw that, I thought, okay, well, that might open up a whole nother can of worms. Because what if somebody's not an American citizen? Does that mean they're not going to protect them? So, unfortunately, I don't think anybody could get this right. Now, the White House declined to comment, but Donald Trump tweeted saying, I will be overturning this ridiculous order immediately. So, apparently it was in response to the Columbia Bugle saying, drain the Pentagon swamp. He goes, I will be overturning this ridiculous order immediately. So the SEAL ethos posted on the U.S. Navy's website, I believe I have that, currently reflects a gender-neutral language. So I don't know if Trump has the ability to change it. So really quickly here, their ethos, which it's beautifully written, you'll see where some of the words have been changed. So the Navy Sea, Air, and Land teams, also known as the Navy SEALs, and the U.S. Navy's primary special operations force, and are trained to operate in all environments for which they are named. In times of war or uncertainty, there is a special breed of warrior ready to answer our nation's call, common citizens with uncommon desire to succeed. All right, so, I mean, I hope that's okay and doesn't, you know, upset anybody that it says citizens, because there's, you know, might be, although I don't think you could join the Navy SEALs if you're not a citizen. They said, forged by adversity, they stand alongside America's finest special operations forces to serve their country, the American people, and protect their way of life. I am that warrior. Whereas it used to say, I am that man. Now, the Navy SEALs used to be men. So now the Navy SEALs includes females. I get it. You know, but warrior, people might not like warrior. They might think warrior has, again, negative, you know, negative implications. They said, my trident is a symbol of honor and heritage bestowed upon me by the heroes that have gone before. It embodies the trust of those I have sworn to protect. By wearing the trident, I accept the responsibility of my chosen profession and my way of life. It is a privilege that I must earn every day. Navy SEALs, their ethos continues. My loyalty to country and team is beyond reproach. I humbly serve as a guardian to my fellow Americans, always ready to defend those who are unable to defend themselves. I do not advertise the nature of my work, nor seek recognition for my actions. I voluntarily accept the inherent hazards of my profession, placing the welfare and security of others before my own. This is kind of like their, you know, their Hippocratic Oath. I serve with honor on and off the battlefield. The ability to control my emotions and my actions, regardless of circumstance, sets me apart from others. Uncompromisingly, integrity is my standard, my character and honor, my steadfast, my word is my bond. They say we expect to lead and be led. In the absence of orders, I will take charge, lead my teammates, and accomplish a mission. I lead by example in all situations. Goes on to say, I will never quit. I persevere and thrive on adversity. My nation expects me to be physically harder and mentally stronger than my enemies. If knocked down, I will get back up. It's pretty cool. Every time, I will draw on every remaining ounce of my strength to protect my teammates and to accomplish our mission. I am never out of the fight. We demand discipline. We expect innovation. The lives of my teammates and the success of our mission depend on me. My technical skill, tactical proficiency, and attention to detail. My training is never complete. I'd like to also see this on our medical. I'd love to use this as a medical oath also, in addition to the Hippocratic Oath. We train for war and fight to win. I stand ready to bring the full spectrum of combat power to bear in order to achieve my mission and the goals established by my country. The execution of my duties will be swift and violent when required, yet guided by the very principles that I serve to defend. I get it. I think that's great, but I could just see somebody having a problem with that. Brave SEALs have fought and died during the proud tradition and feared reputation that I am bound to uphold. In the worst of conditions, the legacy of my teammates steadies my resolve and silently guides my every deed. I will not fail. Very cool. Love the Navy SEALs. Love the Navy. I mean, it's still beautifully written, but, you know, men are being silenced, you know, lately. And I mean, I want to hear from them. You know, I think brotherhoods and sisterhoods are important. Now, I don't want discrimination. I don't want unequal pay. I don't want people, you know, prohibited from, you know, protecting their country when they want to protect their country and help fight for their country. But, you know, there is it's an unspoken bond and camaraderie that people of, you know, same identifying genders have. And it's, you know, I think our military is still going to be one of the best in the world, but, you know, nobody's kind of really asking for, you know, dudes' opinions, and they're afraid to give them because, you know, they're going to be, unfortunately, crucified, you know? So, 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I've been asked what happens if Donald Trump does have real, shall we say, severe COVID. I hope not. And 31 days from now, he can't be on the ballot. And he needs to be replaced by Mike Pence. Does the election go on? Now, this is kind of tricky because I'm not well-versed in constitutional law. All right? My guess is, and I'm reading up on it now because I don't want to give you guys the wrong answer, but I don't think it's ever happened in the past where, with the exception of the vice president taking over when a president dies, my guess is the election would then just move on same day with then Mike Pence on the ticket. Boy, would that be a 2020. That would just, wow, that would just really, yeah. I've been discussing postponing the election, and people have not really liked that on both sides. I just don't think we're ready. I think it's going to be an absolute poop show. The post office is ready. They do a great job with our mail, but to add 300 million votes, right, that have to be delivered on time and make sure that nobody is going to commit fraud, nobody's going to hold up there's already violence happening to postal workers. And, you know, some postal workers are like, I'm out. I just don't see how the postal office is going to handle that and how, you know, any sort of molestation of the ballots, you know, can be prevented. You know, we have more ballots being reprinted and sent out and some people having two ballots and people losing their ballots and reports of ballots being in the trash can. It's an absolute cluster. And so if you can't have a fair election with polls, because we're in the middle of a pandemic, you know, rather than do it halfway, I would just say postpone it. And nobody wants that. That was not very popular for me to say, but the logic is there. Now, President Donald Trump technically has COVID, and we're being told that he and Melania do have mild symptoms. We're not being told anything other than fatigue. Maybe by the time you hear this broadcast, there will be some more discussion on that. But I talked to you about how, you know, if he does have symptoms, he gets out of isolation a little quicker, as long as they're mild symptoms. But what happens if, God forbid, he gets sicker? So we do have, you know, a process for line of succession. We've spoken about that. If anything happens to President Trump, then Vice President Mike Pence takes over. Mike Pence is the currently COVID negative. He's been checked. We hear that Joe Biden and his wife are COVID negative. So I'm surprised because there was a lot of yelling going on 3-4 days ago. But the Joe Biden negative. Good, good. If Mike Pence is 60 years old, according to Daily Mail, if he became incapacitated or unable to serve, God forbid, next in line, as we know, is Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi is 80 years old, and mind you, I disagree with her politics, but I gotta say, she looks good for being 80. I know, a lot of people, I just have to say, 80 years old, dang. But anyway, she's a Democrat. She would be, because she's Speaker of the House, next in line by the Presidential Succession Act. After that is Senate President Pro Tempore, the senior most majority party member, which would be Senator Charles Grassley of Iowa. He's 87. We don't really have a young bunch there. Next in line would be Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and then other secretaries. So everybody gets COVID. I think we went all the way down to the Treasury or the House and Urban Development. It goes all the way down. Should Pelosi be elevated, let's say, if both Donald Trump and Mike Pence can't survive COVID or fight COVID without being temporarily incapacitated, Pelosi would then be in charge. They said Republicans could mount a challenge to the succession law. Some scholars question the constitutionality, but there are provisions in the 25th Amendment for the cabinet to step in if the president is unable to discharge the powers and duties of the office. There's been debate on what they could do. Like I said, I'm not very adept on knowledgeable on constitutional law, but there are some things that I think could be done. As we discussed, since Pelosi wasn't elected, there's a small little loophole that might put Pompeo ahead of Pelosi. But it's apparently, for any change, all 168 members of the RNC would have to meet to vote on Trump's replacement. RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel tested positive for the virus on Wednesday. Again, I just find this very, very interesting that all these people are testing positive when we've been told it's going down and something's up. All members of states and territories would vote and meet, as they did in Charlotte. And then replacing Trump on the ballot would be an extreme challenge, in part because people have already begun voting in many states. So if we're thinking about what if Trump can't make it onto the ballot And if the RNC does not want Mike Pence to be the choice, it's going to take, and figuratively, an act of Congress to get somebody else on that ballot. They said, God forbid, if Trump were to die in office before Election Day, his name might still be on the ballot. As you know, voting has already begun in many states, so many people have already put in their ballots. That's why we found some ballots in the garbage, unfortunately. The Electoral College system could provide a solution. People who vote for Trump are, in fact, casting votes for a state of electors. Then those electors, the Electoral College meets in Congress on December 14th, so they could still vote for the Republican ticket, per se. So, you know, if a state turns red with electoral votes and Trump is not on the ballot, God forbid, then it would be somebody else. They say among the most challenging scenarios is what will happen to Vice President, and the cabinet wanted the president to go, but he was still living and not wanting to relinquish his office. Then Congress would have to decide whether to keep the president on or to keep the vice president, and then it would go further down the line. Most experts don't think they could remove Trump's name from the ballot if he's still alive. So what about the election being postponed? So right now, November 3rd, Election Day, is now, it's a law, right? The first Tuesday of November, that's the law, but it's not technically in the Constitution. So you could change Election Day. It would take legislative action. You would need the Democratic House, you need the Republican Senate, and then you need the President's signature. And that power setup is derived from Article 2 of the Constitution. So, you know, there's been a lot of changes. We've postponed the Olympics. We've canceled Hollywood. We've canceled graduations. I'm not saying to cancel the election. We need to have an election. But if we're not ready for an election, do we really just go ahead with November 3rd with this mess? And I know people want Donald Trump out and they're worried because of the Supreme Court. But, you know, I mean, I wonder if more people might be kind of more open to that if Amy Coney Barrett does get nominated to the Supreme Court. No, because I think the other side is going to be like, no, get Trump out. I want to be in there. So who knows what the other side is going to want. But, I we're in a pandemic and we don't have people able to go to the polls, which is kind of what was supposed to be, that was designed, you know, when the Constitution was written. Just seems like we're going to be forcing an election to be done that's not ready. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness, and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.